scared me. No. I'm okay. Just annoyed about everything that transpired. I don't even know what to say or what to do. We've been questing with them for years, and you and I have one stupid little fight, and suddenly Cassandra thinks that she can just pounce in and you're free for the taking. Doesn't she know you're mine? Sorry. This whole thing is stupid. I only used a little bit of water magic on her. Well, she shouldn't have been... Maybe they were right. Maybe we did deserve to get kicked out. Or at least, I did. I don't know. I'm really sorry. I knew I dragged you into this. This whole questing party thing. I'm the one who asked you to go on adventures with us, and now I'm also the reason you've been kicked out. Regardless of who did what, I'm glad you decided to stand up for me. She was totally going to roast me alive. Or feed me to a griffin. God only knows. If you hadn't stepped in when you did, I don't know what would have happened. I'm grateful, babe. Did I overreact? I know we had a big fight, but when she was just putting her hands on you, I couldn't help myself. I just snapped. I don't know, it was like I blacked out or something. One minute I was there, staring at you two by the fire, and the next, she was soaking wet and coughing up water. I don't know. Everyone seemed pretty mad. You're right. Screw him. We don't need him. I can heal too. Water magic is incredibly versatile, and you being as strong as you are, who cares about them? Me and you will start our own questing party and screw whatever any of them have to say. Really don't know what I would do without you. I mean it. And, about the fight before, I really didn't mean any of it. No, I didn't. Well, you said some harsh stuff, and a lot of it was true, I think. I didn't like that you called me out on all my crap, so I said a lot of stuff back that I didn't mean. Well, we've been together for quite some time. I didn't know you were bottling all that up. Can we agree to be transparent from now on? Like, if I'm doing something that's pissing you off, just tell me the first time it happens, not however many months down the line when you finally snap. The last thing I would want to be to you is annoying or rude. All right, then. Pinky promise. It's not stupid. That's mean. Just give me your hand. There. Yes. Not a spell, but pinky promises have magic of their own. Don't you think? Ugh, rude. It is totally legit. Well, you must not have ever broken a pinky promise before, because all hell rains down upon you. No. No need to break this one to find out. Maybe a different one, perhaps. Someday. Just for the fun of it. What's this? No way. No way! You snatched the coin purse? Is that really the only reason you let her get so close? You genius. You'd plan to leave anyways. Why? Well, yeah, she can be a little bossy, but she said that? About me? When? No, I've known her longer than I've known you. We were, like, sisters. She wouldn't have said that about me. She was going to replace me? No, I'm sorry. I don't think you're lying. I'm just confused. So she wanted to kick me from the group anyways, replace me, but keep you? But you and I are together, that never would have. Which is why she was trying to seduce you. Well, that's a bombshell. No, just That's kind of a lot. But hey, I respect you even more now for sticking up for me. Now I have more reasoning in my head. Lots of things are starting to add up. Make sense. Sly comments from her and glances you exchanged with her. You knew what she was planning, and were you even actually mad at me after our fight, or was that just part of your plan to make her think hers was working? Yeah, a little bit far-fetched, I know. I just wanted to ask. Well, then. Screw Cassandra. Not actually, but... It's not to do with my magic, right? It is? But I'm good, I... Are you just saying that to make me feel better, or does she actually think that? She does. Okay, I feel a little bit better now. She was worried I was outshining her? So she was gonna replace me with someone worse? No, that's... This whole situation is so messed up, but that detail makes me feel somewhat better. You know what? I need cuddles. This is too much. No, I just want to be in your arms right now. Maybe take a nap. God, what is this? I think one of your daggers is stabbing me. That's not a dagger. Why didn't you tell me? Oh, fuck that. Sure, I'm heated after this situation, but... If you want me, you don't have to hide it. Or go without just because you think I'm in a bad mood. You should always ask. Who knows, I might surprise you. Like now, for instance. What? You don't think so? Oh, come on, there's nothing like angry makeup sex. I think it's the best, don't you? Oh, come on, don't you remember when we had our last little spat? Uh-huh. And you remember how we made up? In that inn room, everyone was giving us looks when we left. Oh, but I didn't care. It was fiery and passionate and rough. Oh, come on. Makeup sex is the best. just feels better for some reason. Oh. But you already know I don't mind if you're off with me. Because you always grace the line of being rough, but still making sure you don't hurt me. It's cute. Well, there's no need to be shy. It's not like it's something I haven't seen before. Do you like it when I rub my face against your bulge? Even though it's still in your pants. But you know, I like the way it feels. Even if it's not out yet. Because I don't know, it just turns me on to know that I don't even have to touch it yet, and you're already rock hard for me. It's cute. But yes, I would like you to take it out. There. Oh, fuck, I missed this. Can I put it in my mouth? Please. But why? I said I want it in my mouth. Please. Why are you taking it out so soon? But I wanted to suck on it more. Just one more lick. Please. No, I'm not having you throw my clothes in the mud again. I learned is a special little spell to get rid of him for a while. And there. Now, it's easier access for you. And you don't have to worry about my wrath when you rip one of my clothing articles. Win-win, don't you think? hunger in your eyes tells me that it's a good thing, even though you're as silent as can be. Well, go on. Do what you're going to do. Quit teasing me and put it in. I know it's big. I know. Please. I want you. Nice and slow. A little in, a little out. Small thrusts, you know how it goes. And with each thrust, it goes in just a little bit more. No, don't move yet. I just want to feel you inside me for a second. Okay. Go. Be better. I missed this, didn't you? I like it. Don't judge me.